part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, and, well, I'll just say it again, the best 2 hours you can have in the galaxy. Right here.
You still don't understand how to close the deal.
Baldwin McCullough Live.
You undersell, then
that's
you over-deliver.
Steve Baldwin.
And then, but now you've like, if we're not just shy and of an Academy Award-winning film, we're going to bomb.
No.
Yes.
No.
You don't see, you undersell, you over-deliver, just, not oversell and under-deliver. That's backwards from what you want.
I listen, has the show been...
Although he is a Baldwin, he can't really help it now, can he?
Has the show been doing well? Has the program been...
The show's done fine.
Hasn't it continued to grow?
It has continued
hasn't
to grow.
Hasn't the fabulous UA Network and Biz TV...
TV. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, we're just... Didn't you just say to me within the last... In the last month, you said, Stephen, I never could have wildly imagined that we would be where we are with our business and our company and our radio show.
I actually did say that to you.
So,
but that's
the
not
the best 2 hours you can have, people, right here, Baldwin McCullough.
Yeah, like I said, that's Class A Baldwin. That's top grade shelf Baldwin.
What
right
would
there.
Danny Johnson say about like my?
She'd say you're totally doing it backwards.
Oh, she would.
You should undersell, overdeliver. Undersell, overdeliver.
I don't think she would say that.
Undersell, overdeliver.
I think that she would say that now we are this fabulous that it's time to just kind of like, you know.
Actually, she would say never point out your own fabulousness.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Danny.
It's kind of off-putting.
Okay.
To non-celebrities to be told. Great.
Wow! Somebody. With the topic being what it is, just that was kind of cool. That was very clever.
Oh, just working that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I'm trying to gracefully give you some hints here.
Okay.
You don't want to end up in Cruz territory
here
shortly. The difference in Baldwin and Cruz, though, is that Baldwin's actually been with the troops in the field. You've gone to Iraq. You've seen them in their... service to our country, and
yes.
So you would never come back and say something like, hey, my job's hard. It's almost as hard as being in Afghanistan.
That's creepy.
He would never say that.
That's creepy.
He would never say that.
That's creepy. We got any phone calls?
Yeah. Well, let's tell folks what we're talking about first, because there's some new stations that just joined us in the break. Tom Cruise this last week.
Right.
Was at a deposition, and?
Well, he's being cross-examined, I guess, by the opposing counsel.
Would that be Katie Holmes' counsel?
That would be Katie Holmes.
The lawyers defending Katie Holmes.
Right, so this is all to do with...
Who is still a lovely, attractive woman.
She's pretty cute.
Just want to throw that out there.
Pretty cute.
She did that live thing with you... that we went to a year ago.
Yeah, that was the 9/11 tribute.
Right. What was the name of it?
110 stories.
That's right, because that was how many stories were in one of the towers, but it was actually the voices of people from different folks that had participated in the cleanup after 9/11 in
Correct.
Different ways.
Correct.
And it was like a reader's theater. All the actors were there. They did these different characters. There wasn't any real movement on stage. They all sat on... separate bar stools, but it was very moving.
Yeah, it was intriguing,
and,
wasn't it?
You and Katie were both great.
Thank you.
I still think she's cuter than you, though.
I would agree with that.
Don't be offended by that.
And I had one awkward moment with Katie during that experience.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, since we can't find out what Tom Cruise's awkward moments with her were, let's hear yours.
This big SUV pulls up.
Right.
And these big, burly bodyguards.
Because she was still with Cruise at the time.
Correct.
So she had all, like, the weird cult people guarding her every minute of every day.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And she gets out of this SUV, and she's holding a shopping bag. So like on a break from what we were doing during the rehearsal period,
right?
She goes, and I don't know what she did. She went and purchased something. And I happened to just be standing outside the entryway of the door to get backstage to the theater where we were doing this.
Right.
And she pulls up and boom, right there, just Katie Holmes.
Right.
Just gets out of an SUV with two big
shopping bags.
Bodyguards.
Oh, bodyguards.
And some shopping bags.
Yeah.
And she's walking right towards me, and I'm doing this production with her.
Right.
So I look at her.
Plus, your name is Baldwin.
And she looks at me, and I look at her like, you know, like, oh, hey. You know, like, good to see you. You know, you're going back in there because we're doing this thing together. So I give her that look of like, oh, hey. How you doing? And she looks at me and makes this face like, why are you talking to me? It was a really weird, awkward moment. Because I think
that weird, awkward moment brought to you by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I won't. I was going to make a good joke, but I won't. So that was my my brush with greatness, so to speak.
But that was cult Katie. She was still stuck in the Christian Science.
But I'm the youngest
that
Baldwin brother, so I get that a lot.
Yeah,
I get, you know, there's.
Well, your brothers have been not nice to you at times, and so I think they've told bad stories about you to other people in the business.
Okay,
I think there's been some of that.
Yeah.
So I think there's like murmurings behind your back.
and undeservingly so, Kevin.
And see, here's the thing: if Tom Cruise is you know, he's got his hex on Katie at the time, and like the big brothers have been murmuring behind Steven's back, then you were like, there was no way you were going to break through that cloud.
Well, I just figured
to even get an honest hi, how are you?
Right. I just figured in the sheer coinky dink of the whole thing, it was almost like we bumped into each other physically.
Right.
So I'm looking at her like,
no, if that had happened,
wow,
one of the big bodyguards would have been like,
would have removed me.
You're not Christian Science. Get away.
Right. So, it was just weird because I was kind of happy-go-lucky and excited.
You were normal Stevie B.
And she looked at me like, I'm sorry, and you are, I know you from, I guess she might have thought that I was like the stage door guy. So if that was the case, why was I even saying
maybe
hello?
Maybe so.
Strange.
Well, if you'd not been wearing the stage door guy outfit, maybe, you know, a patch that said, hi, my name's Steven.
That probably would have made a difference.
888-340-3373. What we are talking about, though, is Tom Cruise saying his job is as hard as people that are serving in Afghanistan. And curious as to your thoughts about it. Let's go to line one. Ralph is in Red Bank, New Jersey, listening to our flagship AM 970, The Answer. Hello, yeah. Ralph.
Yes, good evening. Since you guys have thanks the the men and women who are listening to us and calling to, who have served in the armed services, allow me to take this opportunity to say my gratitude and thanks to the men and women of the armed services for making it possible right now for relief goods and supply to reach the disaster area in the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
Central Philippines.
Yeah.
You can never imagine the hope that those people feel when that helicopter is flying overhead and delivering, you know, food, water, and medical supplies
Amen.
To them.
Amen.
And I'm crying right now because, you know, we are just supporting you, the men and women of the armed services. We will send the help that they need over there. In whatever capacity and way we could, box load of it is being sent out there. And I'm very grateful to a Filipino actor who has made it possible to show up for a fundraising event tomorrow night in Jersey City. Okay? I would not name this person, but this person is down to it. You know, acting doesn't get over his head. He has a life. This man has a light, besides, you know, being in the limelight. That's the good thing about this man.
Mm.
Okay? He is one of us. And my gratitude to not only to the American people, but to the, you know, the men and women of the armed services. And I thank you for taking this call.
All right. All right, Ralph. Thank you for that call as well. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. And every week we're here to take your calls. We have a good time, but we talk about something serious from time to time as well. And tonight, Tom Cruise saying his job is as hard as that as those that fight in Afghanistan. He said it in a deposition, trying to justify time he spent away from his daughter Suri so that he wouldn't lose visitation rights and other things. Your thoughts about why he did that and what it means. But Stevens also asked, do we take our military for granted? What do you think? We'll take your calls next.
On November 22nd, Echo Light Studios presents The Christmas Candle, the first major motion picture based on a book by best-selling author Max Lucado. When Minister David Richmond arrives in the quaint English countryside village of Gladbury, he's confronted with a curious legend.
Welcome to Gladbury, home of the Christmas candle.
And townspeople desperately in need of their own personal miracle.
All their hopes wrapped up in one candle.
But at Christmas, sometimes all it takes is a little faith to see the light.
Your doubts don't trouble me, Reverend. On the contrary, they inspire my faith.
Movie Guide calls The Christmas Candle a heartwarming, wonderfully entertaining movie event.
I hope to give everyone a little light this Christmas.
Starring Hans Matheson, Samantha Barks, and introducing Susan Boyle in her film debut.
Happy Christmas after all!
The Christmas Candle, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 22nd. More information at thechristmascandlemovie.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean Blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
reasons just to walk away. No one would blame you if you didn't want to face the pain. You find yourself up against the wall. You're scared to push because it might fall and it just might.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. And this is the type of radio program where if you remember to join us, well, by gosh, by golly, you just might have a good time. Was that better, Kev?
I love that.
Is that good?
I think that's good.
Yeah?
Then you're not committing us to, like, you know,
but if
curing,
I was
curing cancer
but if
or
I was listening,
you know, bringing about world peace or anything.
I wouldn't be as intrigued as my usual, it's the very best intergalactic experience.
Yeah. I think that's just one of the side effects of the ADD.
Ah.
The classic Stevie B ADD that he had. I don't know. You've had it since when? Your teens?
Probably before then.
Yeah. Look, yeah. Squirrel.
Yeah. That's good.
888-340-3373. Okay. Stephen is convinced that Martians are listening and are fans. Man, Jackie is just dogging you at every opportunity. She said that my snarky comments left out last week didn't make the show quite what it could be. It needed me to come back to make it all that it's supposed to be.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, because when I think of Jackie, I think of snarkiness. So, you know, it's
she's
fine.
Usually just always taking your
two
side.
Two can play at this game, Jackie.
She's just always taking your side. So it's odd to see her going after Stevie B for once. 888-340-3373. Okay, so Tom Cruise said basically his job is as hard as the people serving in Afghanistan. He said it under sworn testimony in a deposition, trying to cover his backside on why he spent 100 days away from his daughter. None of this worked out very well for him. Other actors came out and said he doesn't know what the bleepity bleep 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 he's talking about, bleepity bleepity bleep. That's what other actors were saying. Imagine what the jarheads were saying.
Yeah. Mark Wahlbleep.
What? Oh, actually, there was this great internet meme that went around this week. It's the picture of a Marine or just a military service person walking a tour in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And it said, Tom Cruise, who's she? Question mark. Let's go to the phones. Earl is in Poolville, Texas, and he's watching on Channel 55. I believe that's Biz TV. Hi, Earl. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough.
I'm glad to be on it. I want to say I like your show.
Thank you.
Get to the point. And, you know, too bad our Congress couldn't do that. And I just want to say is, you know, Tom Cruise might have had it bad, you know, being so rich with a gold spoon in his mouth. But, you know, he's never had to crawl on his belly through the jungle. He's never had to watch his brothers get killed in the war.
Hmm.
I'm a Vietnam vet. I went to Vietnam when I was 15 years old.
Hmm.
And when I hit Vietnam, I was 16. And let me tell you, it was an eye-opener.
Yeah, of course.
And if you just notice how, you know, and I'm glad they're treating the boys that are coming back good now, but when we came back in the Vietnam War, we were like scum to everybody.
Earl, our nation did your generation and the men that served with you a disservice. And I'm sad to say that some of the people that treated you the worst are at the highest levels of power now. I don't understand that. I don't understand how John Kerry looks himself in the mirror on a daily basis. But you're absolutely right. And your service was as noble as anybody's.
Yes, sir. Like I said, I lost a bunch of good friends. And being, you know, real young, you got picked to do all the hard stuff because the older men knew about it and us younger guys had to learn about it, which I understand.
Earl, let me ask you a question. The question we've been asking everybody tonight is, do you feel like the military is taken for granted? What's your position on that?
Well, let's put it this way. I've been trying to get my pension in, and I got some of it in, and what they gave me really wasn't enough for gas to go back and forth to the doctors.
Huh.
You know, and I feel like I've done my time over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got frag in my leg. I got Agent Orange, and just I don't know about PTSD. Been working it out with my wife, and I got a good wife. She's been with me for 43 years now.
Amen.
You're a blessed man.
34 years, something like that. Yeah. I'm going to get in trouble by her.
But she's still 22 to you. That's the thing.
There you go. I married her when she was, in fact, I was 19 when I married her, and she was just turned 16.
Wow.
I kind of married her when I came back from on a tour. But it's just amazing how I had friends of mine go before me and try to get a job, and they found out they were from Afghanistan and stuff. And these are real good friends of mine. We go through the veterans together. They got hired, and when I put down that I was from the Vietnam War area, they told me they didn't need me. Mm-hmm. And it's just like it's still going on. You know, here you hear about World War One, World War Two all the time, and you hear about Afghanistan. But the only thing you hear about the Vietnam was when the Vietnam veterans decide that, okay, Obama, you're not going to block the World War Two wall off from these vets. So a bunch of us vets opened it up and let them in and held the cops back. We wouldn't let the cops even get up there and stop them from getting in.
Hmm.
So we're not scum. We're not, you know, bad people. You know, there's bad in all kinds and all races, and everybody does something wrong sooner or later. But, you know, we should have the chance, too, to hey, you know, my country, you know, cares about me.
Right.
Yeah.
But as it is, we're just shoved underneath the rock. You know, even when we go to the doctors, they just want to give you pills and have you shut up and have you just go on. It just, they act like they don't care about us.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, Earl. You know, it's like a lot of things, it's a broken system. But brother, we here at Baldwin McCullough, we honor you, sir. We thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
God bless you, and thanks for the call.
Thanks, Earl. Let's go to line one. Malachi is calling from Orlando, listening to WORL AM 660. Malachi, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Calvin McCullough.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Very good.
You guys having a good night?
So far.
Good to hear. I wanted to, the gentleman before us, those were some of the best generations. I personally feel that World War II and the Vietnam vets, probably the best generations that we've had. I'm a combat veteran. I was in the infantry for almost 6 years out of Fort Wainwright, Alaska. I was in the 1st of the 25th Striker Brigade combat team. And Tom Cruise is an idiot. Yes, I will say that. But one thing that kind of irks me about it is people don't. A little known thing about Iraq and Afghanistan is.
Hey Malachi, hold on a second. I want you to get your thoughts together. That music means we're up against a hard break, and I want to hear everything that you have to say. If you're a member of the armed services, we're giving you preference in getting on air tonight. We're bumping you up to the front of the line. But the question, in light of what Tom Cruise said, that his job as an actor is as hard as fighting in Afghanistan these days, Stephen has asked the question: do you feel like America takes the military for granted? So far, civilians have said no, but our military members have said yes. We'll take your call on that next.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year.
Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We're in New York every Saturday night, 9 o'clock Eastern. We get ready to, well, just chuckle a little bit with you.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's all we have to do. You don't have to say the most fantastic, spastic.
Chuckle?
Yeah. We like to have a chuckle.
Chuckle?
We love to have a chuckle.
No.
888-340-3373.
You may like to have a chuckle. I like to create the best, most intergalactic experience of these 2 hours on a Saturday night ever!
I'm chuckling. 888-340-3373. What we're talking about is Tom Cruise, who gave everyone a chuckle, except for the people that he just really insulted, when he said that his job was as hard as those that are fighting in Afghanistan right now. And before we went to the break, Malachi, who served for 6 years, is in active duty, is joining us from Orlando. He's our next caller. And Malachi, you were telling us, you were setting up your call, and I didn't want you to be rushed, so I want to give you plenty of time. But complete the thought that you had started before we went to break.
Yes, sir. you guys are giving me a chuckle, that's for sure. You guys are funny, but...
Malachi, hold on 1 second. You notice he didn't say we're giving him an intergalactic, spastic, off-the-chart, most universal, incredible piece of wonderfulness that's ever existed
but
in the history
week,
of wonderfulness.
Next Saturday night, that's what
chuckle.
He's going to say.
We gave him a chuckle.
Right, Malachi?
Go ahead, Malachi.
That's right. I will definitely be listening next Saturday night.
There you awesome. Go. There you go.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay. I only have one thing that really upsets me, and I'm kind of biased, being that I was an infantryman and I served with some of the most fierce fighters I've ever known. And we get clumped in with everyone else in the armed services. And this, I know a lot of people are going to take this wrong and be upset. I'd say about 75% of the people that go overseas do not do a whole lot of anything. I'm sorry to say that. I'm sorry to be a burden of bad news. But when I live in a combat outpost with no running water or electricity for 14 months, and we go to a FOB where these people have internet, air-conditioned rooms, Burger King, an Olympic-sized swimming pool, three different gyms with racquetball courts. They never leave the FOB. They never pick up a weapon. They never put ammo in their weapon, if they even have one. And they never even pull security for themselves.
Malachi, when you're describing all this, do you mean worldwide or do you mean in Afghanistan as well?
No, I mean in Afghanistan and Iraq. We have forward operating bases with movie theaters, Olympic-sized swimming pools, PXs where they sell flat-screen TVs, Xboxes, and I know a lot of people like to come home and talk about how hard Iraq was, and then I ask them, what was your MOS? What did you do in the military? Oh, I was a cook. Well, guess what the cooks do in Iraq and Afghanistan? They don't cook, because we've hired, KBR hires people from India to come over and do all the cooking. So they sit at the chow hall, which serves four meals a day, and do nothing. And they never leave the FOB. They literally sit in their air-conditioned rooms, go to a computer desk, and then, you know, work 8 hours and then go back to sleep. It is not what people make it out to be.
But
they don't even pull security for themselves.
Right. But I think, thank you for the clarity that as an infantryman yourself, I appreciate where you're coming from. But I think that in the case of Tom Cruise, the comparison was not intended to be to those kinds of people.
Right.
It was a comparison to somebody like you, Malachi.
Right. That's what he was. I mean, Cruise wasn't saying he was as tough as the slackers. He was saying he's as tough as the guys doing the hard stuff.
I highly, highly doubt that. 100 days is quite shy of 400 days away from your family. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he chose to stay away.
And he's getting paid $20 million.
Yeah. Anyone can pay me $20 million to stay away from my family for 100 days.
All right, Malachi. Now that we've started a riff in your family, we apologize for that. For any of Malachi's relatives that are listening.
And in contrast to you, Malachi, when it comes to my wife and daughters, not even for $20 million. Would I want to stay away from them for
No, but they've asked me for $25 just to keep him away for a weekend.
Right. But, I mean, if it was to go back to Iraq or Afghanistan.
By the way, Malachi, I'm kidding.
Yes, sir.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm totally joking.
Yeah.
All right, Malachi.
Brother, thanks for your service. And
no problem.
For the call. God bless you, brother. Thank you so much.
All right. More of your calls next, 888-340-3373. When Tom Cruise says his job is as hard as those serving in Afghanistan, your reaction to that, especially if you're the military, we'd love to hear from you. We'll push you to the front of the line tonight on Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
You do understand, don't you, that ignorance leads to destruction? The lack of knowledge can in fact be the single worst ingredient in a bad economy and in financial uncertainty. And one voice that's cutting through that financial confusion with absolute clarity is my friend Dr. Kirk Elliott, PhD. A trusted name in our household, he's America's financial doctor, literally with his PhD in economics and world currencies. And Kirk Elliott is now offering, for a limited time, a brand new 5-video course that teaches you everything you need to know about surviving the rocky waters of the current economic challenge. And the best part, this 5-part video series, which retails at over $279, will be sent to you for free. Call or text immediately to get your complimentary copy of this series. The Financial Mastery Series is nearly 5 hours in length. So text Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938. That's Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938. Or call 866-211-8986. That's Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your Lee's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. And Tom Cruise compared his hard work in movies and the suffering that it causes by having to be away from his family, etc., is as difficult or challenging as our men and women who serve in Afghanistan in the military. And we've had all kinds of interesting reactions to that this evening. But I think we should just get right back to the phones here. And let's go to line three, Christian, Springfield, Ohio. Christian, what do you have to say?
Here's what I have to say. I think that Tom Cruise shouldn't really compare real life to scripts about scripts and directors and movies and stuff, because when them people in Afghanistan, they're holding real guns with real bullets, not with blanks and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and they're putting their lives on the line every day just to keep our country safe so nothing is going to happen to it.
Well, we couldn't agree with you more, Christian. Thanks for the call.
Yep. Let's go to Daniel in Manhattan listening to AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Daniel. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm just really disturbed in the two of you. I know you like to call yourself Christians, but what upsets me is that you're talking about someone who's bared false witness and stating lies that he knows is not true, Mr. Cruz, but then you guys go on to debase and tell lies about John Kerry.
What did we say? Wait, Daniel, hold on. No, Daniel, hold on a second.
Heart star, sir.
Daniel, hold on. What did we say on this show tonight that defamed John Kerry? Please cite verbatim what we said.
I'm supposed to cite you verbatim. What you said was, you made it out that John Kerry had lied about his service in Vietnam.
That's not what I said.
You know is not true.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
Not true.
Take him down for a second. That's not what I said, Daniel. That's not what I said. I didn't say that he lied about his service. What I said was, is when he came back, he said things about the other servicemen that were still there.
Correct.
And he did that in congressional hearings before the Congress of the United States. What is your reaction?
Truth. You know what you're doing, sir? Jesus protested. Was Jesus not a protester? And now you're saying that no one is a decent person who protests. So he not only served, he not only got wounded, he came back and protested.
Well, two of those Purple Hearts.
Witness. You bared false witness. Shame on you, Stephen. Shame on you.
Stephen didn't say that. None of you gentlemen have ever protested any war or served.
Am I correct?
Can you calm down?
Am I correct? Well, it gets me upset because I'm a Christian.
I understand
that. And I would never bear a false witness.
Let me ask you a question.
And I'd never make statements that I knew was not
true. Let me ask you a question.
Except tonight, just now, when you did. But go ahead.
No, I didn't. No, you can't tongue-tie me. You're not going to serpent to me. I mean, come on, my friend.
So, Daniel,
you went ahead
let me ask you a question, Daniel.
John Kerry, he is our Secretary of State. He's a U.S. Senator. He's got 3 medals. He received bullets in a war. Is somehow disingenuous or lying about you? Just said all these.
Daniel, can I ask you one question?
Like John Kerry, how can he look at himself?
Can I ask you one question?
How can he look at himself in the mirror? That's what you.
We're
said.
Gonna have brother. If you're not gonna have a conversation with him, we're gonna have to let you go. So
can I ask you a question?
What Kevin stated was that John Kerry came back and, in congressional hearings, made statements about other servicemen that were still over there. Are you okay with that? Do you think that's okay?
I think he has every right to say the truth.
Okay.
I think he has every right to say the truth.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you. Appreciate the call. What he said was that his fellow servicemen and women who were serving in Vietnam at the time that he was testifying before Congress were committing crimes and atrocities reminiscent of Genghis Khan. He didn't even know how to pronounce the guy's name, but that's what he said. One of the most brutal, nastiest military leaders of all time that did things that were beyond the pale of decency and humanity. John Kerry accused his fellow troops of doing those things before members of Congress, except that he had a hard time coming up with actual incidents of ever actually seeing any of those things happen. And Daniel, I just encourage you, do a little research on the three purple hearts that you're so proudly displaying for John Kerry. All three of them have highly questionable circumstances around them. Do a little research. Inform yourself. A little truth, a little knowledge, that's a helpful thing. But even if he did, even if those were all legit, and he got discharged and whatever, even if those were legit, coming back and throwing his fellow servicemen and women under the bus, uncalled for.
No, but it just fascinates me because Daniel calls himself a Christian, which to me is something you better not joke or fool around about because you have to answer to Jesus and the Holy Spirit when it comes to that. And it just fascinates me right now that Daniel will say, well, it's okay for John Kerry to debate this and that or to question, you know, blah, 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 blah. Actually, Daniel, what you're saying is true. He has the right to do that, but scripturally, it is not correct. It is not correct to be judging those other men still who are still serving and in battle at the time. That would not have been scripturally correct. So it's a little bit hypocritical of you too, Dan. It's a little bit hypocritical of you too. But it's what the debate we're having is down to interpretation. It's the interpretation you have, and the interpretation we have. And it's why we love having this platform, so that we can have this conversation.
Absolutely.
And agree to disagree, or just disagree completely, like we do with you, brother. But we hope you'll keep listening.
Now, on to the actual topic for the night.
This is the most fabulous 2 hours that you can have on a Saturday night, Dan.
And hopefully you can have a chuckle.
Yeah.
Mike in Detroit on line one, listening on AM 1400 WDTK. Glad you're with us, Mike. Welcome.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. What I wanted to say was about Tom Cruise. I really don't believe he was trying to put the military down in any way. I think when his mind grasped out and wanted to find somebody to equate with himself or an entity, he couldn't think of anybody but the military. I mean, he sees himself as a great personality, a great actor. And in this way, I don't believe he was trying to put him down. But even if you...
Okay, I need to ask you a follow-up question to that. Mike, hold the line. We're going to come right back.
You don't see her because she is hiding under a wheelbarrow that it used to be filled with charcoal. Her name is Asera, but no one knows that, and no one cares. She will, like another 60 million orphans tonight, go to bed without food. And she will be without food for up to 72 hours. But the most heartbreaking part of it all is that she may be dead in the next 90 seconds. Because every minute and a half, an orphan dies somewhere on this planet. Not because there isn't enough food, but because we haven't gotten it to them. And that's why we are asking you to help us feed one child in 2014 for the entire year. And at 25 cents per day, that's a gift of $92. Friends, $92 feeds a child vitamins, probiotics, minerals, and nutrients that their body needs, as well as the protein and carbohydrates that their bodies have been deprived of. 888-242-0069. That's 888-242-0069. Or be generous and give online at domuchgood.com. Domuchgood.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. We're glad you're with us every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern. And again, thank you to the UAN, a great television network out of Texas, Biz TV, 338 great radio stations, Sirius XM, and wherever you're getting us, whether it's online or by one of those methods, we're glad that you're with us every Saturday night. We try to give you a chuckle. You know, we don't assume that we're going to, but we try. We try very hard. 888-340-3373. Now, Mike, just before the break, you were saying you didn't think Tom Cruise was trying to put down the military in his comments. You said he was trying to elevate himself. What did you mean by that?
I was trying to say that he was actually paying the military a compliment when he reached out and tried to think of somebody or an entity that was as good as himself. He's part of the military. You know what I mean?
He's just so sweet on himself. He just has to think of himself in those superlative terms.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he was trying to be unpatriotic or put the military down. But it is odd that he brought the military over to his side of the equation when he was talking about it's tough or something like that. You know, working on movies and stuff. Not the war itself. You know?
Yeah, isn't that interesting? That's a good observation, Mike. Hey, thanks for the call. Stephen, you were recalling Mark Wahlberg, another actor who's responded to this in the break. And he said what?
Well, again, so Cruise makes this comparison however he does it. And interestingly enough, Mark Wahlberg has this military picture that's coming out pretty soon. And his comments about Cruise were simply, you don't do what these guys have done. And for somebody to sit there and say, my job was as difficult as somebody in the military's, he says, well, how blankety blank dare you? While you sit in a makeup chair for 2 hours.
Ouch.
And
that'll leave a mark.
Well, and you know, Wahlberg's kind of cool like that. Wahlberg keeps it real. Tom's, I can't take, you know, I love Tom.
Right.
I think Tom's a fantastic
actor.
When
he's not jumping on.
And he's, right, he's a wonderful entertainer, a funny guy, hugely talented. But he just, you know, I'm sure... Well, as I said, I think he was being a little bit sarcastic, or you know, it was his level of humor here, and it just didn't turn out the way he had hoped.
I don't think it was humorous. I think he was trying to convince attorneys to go easy on him.
Weird.
For not being with his daughter for 100 days.
Very strange.
And let us be clear about this, our friend tonight, sans John Kerry. Nearly everybody else that's ever served, you have our deepest, deepest appreciation. And for those of you that felt slighted by Tom Cruise, just understand that sometimes people live in insulated universes, but that doesn't mean the American people don't value strongly the time you spend away from your kids, the sacrifice you make with your time, and many times the life, limb, and blood that you shed to keep us free. Here on Baldwin McCullough, that will always be sacred territory.
Amen.
And we're not backing away from that. Now we can go dance on Oprah's couch and be okay with it from now on. I'm Kevin McCullough, hoping to make you chuckle. He's Stevie B.
And thanks for being a part of the best 2 hours on Saturday night, baby.
Chuckle, 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 God bless. Chuckle, 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 chuckle.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.